My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for George H. Rubido, G-E-O-R-G-E, middle initial H, last name R-A-B-I-D-E-A-U. This dictation was completed on October 10th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process, period. Cardiorenal syndrome plays a major role in the CKD, period. The renal functions on the recent lab reveal a BUN of 22, creatinine of 1.75, from 1.47, and a GFR of 38 from 46, period. There is evidence of proteinuria, non-selective proteinuria, with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 433 milligrams from 465 milligrams, period. This proteinuria is insignificant at this time. Period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment. Period. He denies any urinary symptoms. Period. The patient was seen at HCA Hospital recently for acute chest pain and NSTEMI, N-S-T-E-M-I, period. He was treated and had a left heart cath with no intervention. The cardiologist is monitoring his the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-A-R, is managing his CAD with is managing his CAD medically with dual antiplatelet therapy with aspirin and Plavix, period. Patient presents with 1+ peripheral edema as well as elevated blood pressure of 166 over 61 initially, but we repeated the blood pressure and it was 152 over 67, period. We emphasize the importance of a fluid restriction of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours, as well as sodium restriction of 2 grams in 24 hours, period. Per the patient, his antihypertensive medications were adjusted at the hospital, and he started on metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, period. We advise him to monitor his blood pressure levels at home and to record them on paper, period. He has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Sankar next week for his cardio follow-up, period. His recent echocardiogram reveals an ejection fraction of 55 to 60%, as well as moderate aortic valve stenosis, comma, mild mitral valve regurgitation, comma, left atrium dilation, comma, and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction, period. Number 2, arterial hypertension, as per number 1, his blood pressure today was initially 166/61, but the repeat was 152/67, period. Continue the current regimen for now, period. Next line, iron deficiency anemia with hemoglobin of 8 on the recent lab. He follows at the Florida Cancer Center with Dr. Shah, S-H-A-H, and receives iron infusion and sometimes Procrit. He has an upcoming appointment at the Florida Cancer Center. In February of 2023, period. We encourage him to continue his iron supplementation. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, continue with statin therapy and decrease fat and cholesterol in the diet. Next line, coronary artery disease, that is both CABG, CABG times 2, and PTCA with stenting. He follows with Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. Next line, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy, stable. Next line, hyperuricemia / gout, stable on allopurinol. His recent uric acid level is 6.7. Next line, elevated PTH. His PTH level is 109. We will repeat and continue to monitor. Period. We started him on vitamin D3, 2,000 units daily. Period. Next line. Osteoarthritis of the left knee, that is both partial replacement. Next line. His renal ultrasound dated 9/22/22 shows thinning of the bilateral renal cord disease, and left kidney atrophy, which is likely related to metaphor renal disease, secondary to or cardiorenal syndrome, period. Since the patient's kidney functions are stable at this time, we will continue to monitor and no further interventions will be completed. Next line, CHF, sodium and fluid restrictions recommended. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 5 months with laboratory workup. The patient will contact us if he has any questions or concerns, or if he needs to see us prior to his next visit. And